Longtime intelligence correspondent Tim Weiner of The New York Times is author of Legacy of Ashes, The History of the CIA. And Tim, what are the restrictions on what the CIA can and cannot destroy?
They cannot destroy evidence in a court proceeding that has been legitimately requested by a judge or through the legal process. They cannot, in other words, delete the record on their own accord.
Now, in this case, the CIA director, Michael Hayden, has said these tapes were destroyed because they were considered to be a security risk to protect the identity of CIA officials who took part in these interrogations. That would seem to apply to many, many documents, photographs, tapes that would be in CIA files, no?
It would apply to millions, perhaps hundreds of millions of pages of documents. And in this case, it would appear that the tapes were destroyed shortly after the Washington Post disclosed the existence of the secret prison system.
The decision to destroy these tapes was apparently made by a man named Jose Rodriguez Jr., who was then head of the Directorate of Operations. What can you tell us about him?
As the chief of the clandestine service, he controlled the CIA's covert operations abroad. He came out of the Latin American division of the clandestine service. He retired earlier this year from that post to run the CIA's recruitment program for Americans.
And according to your paper, The New York Times, CIA Director Porter Goss, who was director at the time that these tapes were destroyed in 2005, he was not told about that. Would that be unusual?
Not unprecedented, perhaps unusual. Remember that Mr. Goss, before he became Director of Central Intelligence, was the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee in Congress. So he had other ways of knowing what the CIA was up to at the time.
Do we know whether he, in fact, knew in his role as chairman of the Intelligence Committee?
We do not.
Okay. I want to take you back to 2002 and the interrogation of Abu Zubaydah, which we now know was videotaped. What can you tell us about where that interrogation was carried out and what happened in it?
The story is this. He was taken prisoner in Pakistan. He was shot through the abdomen and groin. He was taken eventually to a safe house or a secret interrogation site, if you prefer, in Thailand. That's where the recording took place. He testified back in March at a hearing at Guantanamo that he was tortured, but the precise nature of that torture was deleted from the record.
And what's known about whether Abu Zubaydah was in fact waterboarded, which has been the claim?
That has been the claim. I have never seen a document to prove that. The transcript has been censored. We know that he was stripped naked, subjected to extremes of cold and noise. But specifically waterboarding, that remains an allegation rather than a documented fact.
Would the assumption be that if that's in fact what is on this videotape, that could explain a whole lot about why these tapes might have been destroyed?
Do you remember when the Abu Ghraib photographs came out?
Of course.
Imagine what a videotape of a harsh interrogation would do if it went around the world.
Tim, given what you know about what was going on at the CIA during this time period, 2002 to 2005, would it have been likely that this videotape could have been leaked?
The likelihood of the tape leaking, low. The likelihood of its discovery, high and growing, and that was a danger to the CIA.
Growing because of these numerous requests being made for any videotape documentation of interrogations?
And also because Dana Priest at the Washington Post had described the secret prison system for the first time only days before the tapes were destroyed.
Tim, Abu Zubaydah is now at Guantanamo Bay. What's his status?
His status is that he's being held as a, quote, high-value, unquote, prisoner. He is charged with being an enemy combatant. He says he's not. He says he basically ran a training camp. He wasn't an operations chief or anything like that. The president of the United States has said he'd like to close down Guantanamo. That hasn't happened. And the likelihood of a trial is far away.
Okay. Tim Weiner, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Tim Weiner, New York Times reporter. His book is Legacy of Ashes.